天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。那在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师提到了恐惧已经大大的影响了我们日常的生活，并且隔绝了我们享受与神亲密关系的权利。那身为基督徒的我们应当如何才能在生命中摆脱恐惧呢？那就让我们一起来听听看麦克牧师是怎么说的吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are glad you tuned in to listen to this program.
很高兴你能收听我们的节目。
Let me remind you that we have begun a series of messages entitled Freedom from Fear.
我们正在进行一个系列专题讨论，叫做《自由无惧》。
When I left you the last time, I promised you that I will tell you how to live a life that is free from fear.
上次节目结束的时候，我答应要告诉你怎样过一个无惧的生活。
The Word of God is filled with fear not.
神的话语中常常都说不要惧怕。
If you get a lexicon or a dictionary and you look it up,
如果你有字典或者词典可以查一下。
You find that the Bible is filled with fear not.
你就发现圣经中充满了不要惧怕这个词。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God knew that when sin did its total job in the Garden of Eden,
因为神知道自从罪恶在伊甸园里彻底发挥作用之后，
every one of us finds some type of fear that is haunting us.
每个人都会发现自己被恐惧纠缠。
God knew that sin displaced fear of God with fear of people.
神知道罪使人不再敬畏神，而是畏惧人。
Sin changed the question from what would God say to what will people say.
罪将问题由神怎么说变作别人会怎么说。
God knew that sin inverted good, healthy fear into irrational fear.
神知道罪将正面健康的敬畏变成了非理性的恐惧。
Let me tell you a story about irrational fear.
让我来讲一个有关非理性恐惧的故事吧。
I read about Theodore Roosevelt, the 26th president of the United States.
我读过美国第26任总统罗斯福的传记。
When he was a child,
当他还是个孩子的时候，
he was terrified of going to church alone.
很害怕独自去教会。
He would cry and refuse to step foot inside the church.
他大哭大叫，不愿走进教堂。
Finally, when his mother tried to get to the bottom of the problem,
最后他妈妈试图找出问题所在。
She discovered that he was terrified of something called zeal.
他发现这个孩子原来是害怕一样被称作焦急的东西。
Theodore said,
罗斯福说，
Zeal will eat me in the house of God.
焦急的心会在神的殿中吞吃我。
He said he heard the minister read about this one Sunday.
他说他有一次主日听牧师说过这样的话。
His mother went back to the Bible and began to read the passage from the Bible.
他妈妈翻开圣经开始读这一段经文。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verse 17.
约翰福音二章十七节。
And from that moment on, he experienced traumatic fears about going to church alone.
从那个时候起，他就非常恐惧独自到教堂去。
After Jesus cleansed the temple and threw out the tradesmen outside of it,
耶稣洁净了圣殿，并将做买卖的人赶出去后，
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
and his disciples remembered that it was written,
而且他的门徒就想起经上记着说，
Zeal of your house has eaten me up.
我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
So young Roosevelt thought, if he went to the house of God alone, zeal will eat him up.
因此年幼的罗斯福想，如果他单独去圣殿，焦急就会将他吞灭。
While this may be an irrational fear in the life of a child,
不错，对一个孩子来说，这可能是非理性的恐惧。
I want to tell you that there are irrational fears among adults too.
然而在大人中也有同样的非理性恐惧。
We don't all necessarily have the same type of fear.
我们不一定具有同样类型的恐惧。
There are some who fear rejection.
有些人害怕被拒绝。
So what do they do?
于是他们怎么做呢？
Either isolate themselves or try to manipulate people in order to get a sense of acceptance.
要不是孤立自己，就是试图去操控别人，使自己有被接纳的感觉。
There are those who fear loss of fortune.
有些人害怕失去财富。
Or loss of prestige.
失去声望。
Or loss of position.
失去地位。
So they bury themselves, accumulating more and more and more.
因此他们把自己陷入积聚财富和声望的深渊里越来越深。
Thinking that more will give them the security that they are craving for.
并认为这种方法将会使他们获得自己想要的安全感。
There are some who fear aging and illness.
有些人害怕年老和生病。
So they become obsessed with their health.
结果他们因健康问题不断产生困扰。
There are some who fear failure.
有些人害怕失败。
So they give up attempting to do anything new.
因此他们放弃了尝试任何新事物的机会。
Or to be receptive to new ideas.
或者去接受新的想法。
They are afraid to fail.
他们害怕失败。
There are some who even fear success.
有些人甚至害怕成功。
Fear of success is related to fear of failure.
害怕成功和害怕失败是有关联的。
It is like the person who gets promoted beyond his level of competence.
就像一个获得升迁的人，却害怕自己的能力不足。
So he lives his life fearing that he's going to fail at his job.
因此他总是害怕在工作上失败。
And that he will be humiliated and shown for what he thinks he really is.
暴露自己的短处而被羞辱。
So he lives in terror of success.
因此他生活在对成功的恐惧中。
In fact, I'm going to tell you something you may never heard before.
实际上我想告诉你一些你从来没听过的事。
Both Moses and Gideon in the Old Testament lived their lives in fear of success.
旧约中的摩西和基甸都生活在对成功的恐惧中。
Then there are people who live in fear of death.
也有不少人害怕死亡。
They cannot enjoy life and live it to its fullest because they are afraid of dying.
他们无法享受生命，过一个充实的人生，因为他们害怕死亡。
Yet death is the only thing you can be sure of.
然而，死亡是唯一你可以确定必然会发生的事。
If you have a Bible, turn to Isaiah 43.
如果你手头有圣经，请翻到以赛亚书43章。
In Isaiah 43, I want to tell you what God is saying about fear.
以赛亚书43章，让我来告诉你神是怎样说明恐惧的。
I want to put it in a historical context first.
我想先将它放到一个历史背景之下。
Isaiah was waiting on the Lord in a time of severe testing for the people of God.
以赛亚在等候上主旨意的时候，上帝的选民正置身于一个严峻的考验中。
They were going through a time of scattering and devastation.
他们正经历一个被驱散和悲惨的时期。
They were going through a time of losing their security.
正在度过一段失去平安的日子。
They were losing their familiar surroundings.
也正在丧失自己所熟悉的环境。
And losing their loved ones.
并失去他们所爱的人。
They were going through a time of confusion and fear.
他们正经历一个迷惑和恐惧的时期。
And God sent them a word of comfort.
上帝给他们带来了安慰的话语。
And the word of comfort was this.
这些话语就是
Isaiah 43 verses 1 and 2，
以赛亚书43章一二节。
Fear not，
你不要害怕。
I have redeemed you，
因为我救赎了你。
I have summoned you by name，
我曾提你的名召你。
You are mine，
你是属我的。
When you pass through the waters，
你从水中经过。
I will be with you，
我必与你同在。
When you pass through the rivers，
你趟过江河。
They will not sweep over you，
水必不漫过你。
When you walk through the fire，
你从火中行过。
You will not be burned，
必不被烧。
The flames will not set you ablaze，
火焰也必不着在你身上。
What is God saying here？
这里神说的是什么意思呢？
He is saying that when you find yourself going through deep waters，
他说当你发现自己正陷在深水中时，
You don't have to panic，
你不必惊慌。
You don't have to be terrified，
你也不必害怕。
Why？ Because God is going to see to it that you will not drown，
为什么呢？因为神会看顾你，不会让你淹死。
God is saying that when you are going through a fiery furnace，
神说当你经过烈火，
don't ever be frightened，
也不必害怕。
Don't keep tossing and turning and spending many sleepless nights，
不必辗转反侧，夜夜失眠。
Why？
为什么呢？
Because God is going to see to it that you will not burn，
因为神将会看顾你，不会让你被火烧着。
Walking with God is not going to exempt you from passing through overwhelming rushing waters of the mighty floods。
与神同行并不是让你免除急流洪水之灾。
Walking with God is not going to exempt you from going through the fires of life。
与神同行不是让你免除经历生命中烈火的考验。
In fact, it is only when you go through the raging rivers，
实际上只有在你经过汹涌急流时，
that you can really experience His presence like never before，
你才可以前所未有的经历神的同在。
The difference between the world's counsel and God's counsel is this，
属世的和属灵的观点不同之处在于，
The world tells you to tough it out，
世人告诉你坚持下去，熬出头来。
God tells you to look up，
而神告诉你要抬头仰望神。
The world tells you, grit your teeth，
世人告诉你咬紧牙关靠自己。
But God tells you that His everlasting arms are underneath，
但神告诉你他有力的膀臂永远托住你。
The world tells you, put your chin up，
世人告诉你扬起下巴力争上游。
But God tells you, I am lifting you up，
神却告诉你我来将你举起来。
The world tells you that tough times don't last, but tough people do。
世人告诉你艰苦不会持久，但坚强的人可以支撑下去。
But God tells you that you shall endure forever because He is your sustainer。
而神告诉你你要恒久忍耐，因为他是你的支持者。
He is your defender。
他是你的保护者。
He is your shield and your buckler both now and forever。
无论现在或是永恒，他是你的避难所。
You notice that the Bible does not say that when you are going through the rushing waters, there will be a bridge or a boat or a tunnel for you to escape。
你留意到圣经并没有说，当你经过急流时，将有一座桥或者一艘船或是隧道让你可以脱身。
The Bible does not say that when you get near the fire, the firemen in heaven will put the fire out and you won't even feel the heat。
圣经没说当你走进烈火，天上的消防员会扑灭那火，甚至你不会感觉到热气。
No，
没有。
He said，
而是说，
When you're going through these tough times，
当你经历这些苦难的时候，
First thing you must do isDon't panic or be afraid。
首先你不要惊慌和害怕。
Why？
为什么呢？
You can be sure that God is going to be right there with you to ensure your safety。
你可以确定神会与你同在并保守你的平安。
Fear for the child of God is irrational。
对于神的儿女来说，害怕是不合理的。
Why?
为什么呢？
The answer is in verse 1.
答案就在第一节。
The major reason God says, do not be afraid, is because I am with you.
神说，不要害怕的主要原因就是我与你同在。
However, God gives us another reason.
然而神给了我们另外一个理由。
Verse 1 says,
第一节说，
I have redeemed you.
我救赎了你。
This is a direct cause for not fearing.
这是我们不用害怕的直接原因。
Freedom from fear is the mark of your redemption.
自由无惧就是你得赎的记号。
Freedom from fear is the sign of your salvation.
也是你蒙拯救的记号。
Freedom from fear is the indication of your total dependence and trust in God.
自由无惧就是你完全信靠神的标志。
When Jesus redeemed us on the cross,
当耶稣在十字架上救赎了我们，
He secured our freedom from sin and freedom from the punishment of sin.
他也救赎了我们，脱离了罪和刑罚，获得自由。
But even more than that,
而且远远不止于此。
When Jesus died on the cross,
当耶稣死在十字架上，
He paid the ransom so that we may be granted freedom from eternal judgment.
他也偿付了代价，让我们免除永恒的审判。
But included in the price is the freedom from fear.
耶稣也付出了使我们脱离恐惧的代价。
And that is why you cannot say, I am saved and yet live in bondage of fear.
所以你不应该说我得救了，但我还生活在恐惧的奴役下。
When Jesus paid for your freedom,
当耶稣为你的自由付上代价，
He paid for the freedom from fear.
他也为我们脱离恐惧付出了代价。
Are you saved today?
你今天已经得到拯救了吗？
Have you accepted that price that Jesus paid on the cross for you?
你已经接受了耶稣在十字架上为你付出的代价了吗？
If you have not, you can do that today.
如果还没有，你今天就可以接受。
But if you have,
如果你已经接受了，
and you give in to your fears,
当你屈服在恐惧下，
or nurse your fears,
或者姑息你的恐惧，
or see fear as a friend,
甚至将恐惧当作朋友，
then you are undermining the work of Christ on the cross.
那么你正在贬低基督在十字架上的工作。
You are undermining your salvation.
也否定了你所得到的救恩。
You are belittling the freedom and the salvation that God has given you.
你正在轻视神赐给你的自由和救赎。
And that is why we're going to see in the next messages how intimacy with God and fear are not compatible.
因此我们会在下一次节目里谈谈与神亲近和恐惧之间有多么不协调。
But I want to give you a few things to think about for today's broadcast.
但是今天我想让你思考信息中的几个重点。
First,
第一，
acknowledge that fear is of Satan.
要知道恐惧来自于撒旦。
Second,
第二，
fight fear in the same way you fight all spiritual warfare.
用所有属灵征战同样的方法来胜过恐惧。
How?
怎么做呢？
By claiming and clinging to the promises of God.
就是支取并信靠神的应许。
Let me give you a few examples before we close.
结束今天节目之前，我来举几个例子。
In Genesis 15:1, God said,
在创世纪十五章一节说，
Do not be afraid, I am your shield, your very great reward.
不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
Do not be afraid, for I am with you, I will bless you.
不要惧怕，因我与你同在，会大大的赐福你。
In Exodus 14:13, God said,
出埃及记十四章十三节，神说，
Do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you.
不要惧怕，只管站住，看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩。
In Deuteronomy 20, verses 3 and 4, God said,
在生命记二十章三节和四节，神说，
Do not be faint-hearted or afraid.
不要胆怯。
Do not be terrified or give way to panic before them.
不要惧怕战惊，也不要因他们惊恐。
In Joshua 8:1, God said,
约书亚记八章一节，神说
Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged.
不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
In 1 Chronicles 28:20, God said,
在历代志上二十八章二十节，神说
Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you.
不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为耶和华神就是我的神，与你同在。
In Psalm 27:3, the psalmist looks at the enemy's army that was about to come upon him, and he said,
在诗篇二十七篇第三节里提到，当诗人看见敌人的军队向他攻击的时候，他说。
Though an enemy besiege me, my heart will not fear.
虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕。
You see, I haven't even got to the New Testament yet.
你看，我还没讲到新约呢。
In the next program, I'm going to share with you some more of these steps.
下次节目里，我将和你分享有关这方面更多的内容。
But meanwhile, I want to thank you for listening to us.
但同时，我也要谢谢你的收听。
It is my prayer that you will learn to have victory over fear.
我祷告，希望你能真正的学会战胜恐惧。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
下次节目再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
到哪里都 让耶稣基督，我要顺服，因为我爱你。无论何处，到哪里都忠心，一生活出基督福音的托付，献给耶稣我所有的全。忠心，一生活出基督福音的托付，献给耶稣我所有的全部。
感谢神，虽然我们经历水火，但他已经在我们前面开道路，并且时时刻刻地与我们同在，用他大能的手将我们托起。而这一切呢，也都需要我们对神坚实的信靠，相信神的话语和他的信实，也正如他一直嘱咐我们的，不要惧怕。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那今天你经历神了吗？今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
现在新的我，一切都不一样。